Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Bet. About to take a look at the 6th and 7th Mishnayot in the 8th Perek. In this Perek HaTa'aruvot, as we have been addressing it. And further with issues of Ta'aruvot. Dam Shnit Arei B'mayim. Let's say you have Dam of a Korban, and it got mixed in with water. This looks very much like some of the halachot we know from Masechet Mikvaot. If it still has the image of dam, it looks like dam, just diluted, then it's kasher. Now, what happens if it gets mixed up instead with wine? And we assume here red wine, in other words, the same color. So what we have to do is, first of all, we have to know how much wine there was. And then, say, if the same amount of water were to mix in, then would it still have the image of dam? Now, let's say blood got mixed up with other blood, but blood that was not blood of a korban. Same thing. Imagine the other blood as if that same volume were of water, and what would happen to it? In the meantime, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain dam evatel dam. He said, any of this dam is kasher, no amount of dam coming in can cancel out the dam of the korban, and you can put on the mizbeach. Now, nitarei b'dam psulin. Let's say that this is the next mishnah. Nitarei b'dam psulin. Let's say that our dam got mixed in with the dam of a korban that was nifsal, was rejected from the mizbeach. Yishafech la'ama. The whole thing must be spilled into the trench that runs through the azara for just such purposes. But b'dam hatamtzit. Let's say it gets mixed up with dam hatamtzit. Dam hatamtzit is blood that's squeezed out after dam hanefesh comes out, which is not kasher the korban. Yishafech la'ama, and Rabbi Eliezer machshir. It's unclear if he's machshir in both cases or only one, and we'll see a dispute that may possibly shed light on that. Now, im lo nimlach v'natan, but everyone will agree that if the Kohen did not ask, and he went ahead and put this dam that was mixed with dam hatamsid or dam psulin, then kasher. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we talked about dam and mayim getting mixed up. That's only if mayim falls into dam. Water falls into our dam. But if, on the other hand, our dam korban fell into water, rishon batel, each drop of dam that goes in is batel to the water, and so it doesn't matter if it looks red as blood, it is all batel and unusable. Now, rapapa, ulinyan kisui en okein. That may be true, but it doesn't apply to the mitzvah of kisui hadam. If you have dam of a chaya or dam of an oaf that you slaughtered, and now you have to do kisui hadam, and that dam fell into water, meaning even the dam fell into water one drop at a time, nonetheless, the whole mixture is chayav b'kisui, lefi she'ein dichui b'mitzvot. There is no rule of dichui, of rejection, when it comes to mitzvot, and since the original blood was chayav and kisui, it's still chayav and kisui, and the fact that it got mixed in with the water does not change that. Okay, Amar Resh Lakish. So Shimon Lakish presents the following halacha. Hapigul v'anotar v'tameh. As you see in Rashi, means a kazayit of each. And it's all meat, so it's min b'mino. Shiblalan zebazev achalan. Let's say you mixed them up together and ate them. Patur. Why? Ef sho shelo yarbeh min al chaviro v'yivet lenu. Because, since there's a kazayit of each, so that means that that each thing that you eat is in the minority. In other words, if you're eating the pigul right now, meaning whatever you're eating, it's only a third pigul. Now, shma mina flat. There's three things you can infer from this ruling. One, shma mina isurin vatlin zedze. First of all, a pigul can be mevatel a notar, and a notar can be mevatel a pigul, and a tame, etc. Shma mina, meaning you don't say that the isur maintains its status in spite of the majority out there being an isur. If the majority out there is a heter, certainly we know that with certain shiurim, it becomes batel, whether it's 60 or 100 or 200. But in the case of isurin, we didn't know that. Second, shma minanoten tam berov lav d'oraita. That if something puts out a tam into the majority, if the minority, which is problematic, puts a tam, then we do not say that the isur that's generated by that tam is an isur d'oraita. This is something we know well from Resh Lakish and his dispute with Rabbi Yochanan, that Hatra'at Safek is invalid because he said patur, and if you mix them together, you're patur from makot. And that's because if you were to give Hatra'at and say, don't eat that because it might be pigol, or it might be notar, or it might be tameh, that's not a valid Hatra'at. Okay, Metiv Rava. So Rava challenges this ruling. Asai sa min ha'is min ha'chitin, Umin ha'oras, the Mishnah in Chala. Let's say you made dough out of a mixture of wheat and rice. Imish batam dagan chayv b'chala. The ruling is that if it tastes like wheat, it's chayav and chala, even if a majority, this is our read into it, even if a majority of it is rice. So the answer we give is very simply, midrabanan. So the Rabbanan will obligate you to take chala because it tastes like wheat, even if a majority is rice. But that doesn't tell us that you'd be loka for that. But look at the end of the Mishnah that says, that a person could use that for matzah and fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, which means you have to say that midoraita, it is considered based on the tam and not based on the rove. Ella, we go as follows. Min b'she'eno mino, which is rice and wheat, are not the same min b'tama. There, it's the taste determines. So even if the piece that's problematic or that's good, whatever it is in the minority, but if it defines the tam of the whole mix, that establishes identity. Min b'mino b'ruba. When you have min b'mino, like the different meat, that's b'ruba. So therefore, Shlokesh is talking about pigul, not tami. It's all meat, and we assume the same kind of meat, therefore, rove carries the day. But then why don't we do what we do in our Mishnah? Unishayer min b'mino b'min b'she'eno mino. And that's why this whole sugya is on our Mishnah. Why don't we then assess min b'mino as if it were min b'she'eno mino, did not in our Mishnah. Now, in our Mishnah, it said that nitarev yayin, which we assume means the dam got mixed up with wine, we imagine it, meaning the wine, as if it were water, and would it still have the image of blood? My lover, isn't that what it means? Lo, roin oto ladam kilu mayim. We actually do is imagine our dam and see, if our dam were mayim, what would it still look like wine, given this mix? So yachid batami ba'ilei. So then the Mishnah should not say kasher. We should say the opposite. Should say it's batel. If you're talking Rabbi Yehuda Omer, roino tokiil hu yayin adom im deham marehu kasher. This is talking about a case where you're dipping a kli into a mikvah in order to be metahiret, and it has some liquids in it that are white or clear, like white wine. So what you do is you imagine them to be red wine, and if it would then weaken the redness of it, then kasher, because that means the water got in. Vimlav pasul. So you see that we're not referring now to the dam, which is the one we want to maintain as if it were water, but rather the problematic thing, which is the yayin, as if it were water. And that's what we do here. We flip it, of course. Here we want to see something that's red because we want the opposite color. The answer is tanoi here. It's a machloket tanim. Tanya, delish yish bo yain. Again, a pail that we're trying to put into the mikvah. Lavan or chalav. It's yain lavan. It's white wine or chalav milk. Vit below. Holchin achar harov. We see the majority is. Majority is water or the majority is the milk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ro'ino tokilu yain adom. We imagine that white wine to be red wine. So we see that this oishu of roin, which is when you have min b'mino, do we just do rove? Or Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is we do this roin, this imagining, as if it were min b'sheino mino, then what do you do from there? that's the way that he goes. Or meaning, watch the following challenge. Dlish jumale rokin. Vit below, let's say a pail that's full of spittle. And let's say the spittle is of a zav or something like that, and you were matbilit kilu lo taval. It's as if you didn't go in. The spittle's not batel to the water of the mikvah. Me raglayim, but if it had urine in it, roino toki ilu hein mayim. Then we imagine the me raglayim as if it's water, and if there's more water of the mikvah, then it's tahor. Malay mechatat, if it was filled with mechatat of the paraduma, ad shirbu hamayim al mechatat. You have to have more water than mechatat. Now, man shamat leidit leroin, who's the Tana who establishes the principle of roin, which means we imagine one substance to be as if it were another substance, and would that then be marbe alav and be mevatelet? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Uktani desagile beruba, and in the other cases he says rove is enough. So you see that even Rabbi Yehuda accepts the principle of rove. So Rabbaya lokasha, here's how he solves it: hadide hadirabe. When Rabbi Yehuda has his own opinion, he says really rove is the case. But when he's expressing the opinion of his Rebbe, who's Rabban Gamliel, then he does it. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabban Gamliel. Ein dam mevatel dam, ein rok mevatel rok, ein meraglaim mevatelin meraglaim. No substance can be mevatel its own kind, same kind of substance. Which means, with min b'mino, we do not use this imagining. What if we were min b'sheino mino, what would happen? We just say it's considered min b'mino, and therefore he does not employ this ro'in. Now, Rava Amar, bidli shetochot tahor v'gabot tamei askir. He said, no, the case that you brought to try to disprove Rabbi Yehuda in and of himself, to find a contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda, is about a dli. That's talking about a dli that really the inside is tahor and the outside is tamei. The back is tamei. To medina sagilu beholduhu. It only needs a small amount of water to come in to be matahir because the whole back gets in the mikvah. For rabbanon hu degazru behudil machayas alayhu v'lo mavtilei. And the rabbanon were the ones who said, you know what, we're going to be gozer that you need rove water to go in there in order so that person won't say, you know what, forget it, I won't take it at all. There's a rove, we don't need it, which means it's not following the normal rules. Okay, so that's how he resolves. And he says Rabbi Yehuda really agrees with his Rebbe, and ein dam vatel dam, but you can use this principle. Sorry, he doesn't agree with his Rebbe, and he says that we employ this principle of roin, and whenever you have min b'mino, we imagine the problematic one to be something would be min she'eno mino, whether it's by image, by vision, by color, or by taste, or whatever it may be. Those are really the two planes on which we would operate, as we're going to see in a moment, and then we judge based on that. Now, Amar Rava, Rava's famous dictum. Amar Rabbanan Batama, Amar Rabbanan Berubav, Amar Rabbanan Bechazuta. Rabbanan said that things are brought down by taste, or defined by taste, by rove, and by color. Min b'sheino mino, that's easy. Batama, whatever the taste is, you have two different species, whatever the taste is defines what it is. Okay? If you have chicken soup and some milk falls in and you taste the milk in the chicken soup, then it's called basar b'chalav. Min b'mino, means mino b'ruba. Now, hecha de'ika chazuta, but whenever there's a difference in the colors, b'maret, whatever color it is, that defines it. That's the famous case of mikvot and the one that we just had with dam. Upliga de Rabbi Elazar, that position of Rava is at odds with that of Rabbi Elazar, the Amora. The Amor Rabbi Elazar, Keshem She'ein Mitzvot Mevatlot Zoat Zo, just like one mitzvah cannot nullify another. We'll see the great famous example of that in a moment. Kach Ein Isurin Mevatlin Zoat Zo. Isurin cannot cancel each other out, which goes directly against Rish Lakish's statement earlier about the Pigul Notar V'Tameh. So this is all at odds with Rabbi Elazar, Rish Lakish's statement. Now, this is a very good authority to rely on. Who's the famous authority who said mitzvot do not cancel each other out? That's Hillel, the Tanya. Amru alav al Hillel zaken shaya, korchan vatachat veochlan. That Hillel used to take the korban pesach, matzah and mar, and eat them all together. Mishum shenemar al matzotim ram yochluhu, based on the pasuk in the context of pesach sheni and pesach mashana shenit and bamidbar and balotcha. That you eat the Pesach with the matzah and maror, famous, and of course that leads to the whole sugya at the end of Pesachim about mitzvot mevatlot zuzu, and mitzvot mevatlot zuzu, which of course is the position of Hillel, and therefore the tam of the matzah is not mevatel the tam of the maror, and vice versa, nor do they affect the Pesach, nor does the Pesach affect them, and you don't say all three. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Charsan shel zav v'zava. Let's say you have a shard of pottery that's used for a zav and a zava for their meraglayim or for their spittle or something else, which is tamei. And now you want to clean it off. Pam yishon v'sheni tamei. If you wash it with water once and twice, it's still tamei. There's still meraglayim there. Shlishi tahor. The third time it's tahor. Medvar memurim shnatan tochamayim. That's only if you used water. Aval lo natan tochamayim. Meaning if you used meraglayim. Afilu asiri tamei. Even 10 times doesn't help. Which of course means min b'mino lo batel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer shlishi af pishlo natan tochomayim tahor. The third time, even if you used meraglayim, it's still tahor, which seems to indicate that he would say that min b'mino is batel barov. Naman shemalei da'amar min b'mino lo batel. Who is the first opinion? Rabbi Yehuda. Or Mina, watch this challenge. Pishtan shetva atu nida. Let's say a woman who's a nida was spinning flax. If somebody then comes and moves the flax, he's not tamei midin mesit something of a nidah. But vima yalach. But if the flax was wet, because a woman typically would be spinning flax, would wet it with her own spittle. Mesito tamei mishum mashkepia. then he is tamei because he touched something that has mashkepeh of a nida. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, afarot vo b'mayim tamei. Even if you take this and soak it in water, it's tamei. Shumashkepeh. Avafilu tuva. Even if you put in a lot of water, which means min b'mino is not batel. And this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda here seemed to say that the third time that you wash out the meraglim with water, it's tahor. As my papa shani roch the karir, spittle is very sticky and it sticks to the pishtan. So even if you wash it a lot of times, it just physically may not get it out. So it's not a theoretical issue; it's just a physical property issue of water as opposed to spittle. Okay, the last piece of the Mishnah, itarev b'dam hapsulin. So if our dam got mixed up with dam psulin, shafech lama. And then we said that Rabbi Eliezer Eliezer is machshir, and then it's unclear whether he's machshir in both the case of the dam psulin or just the dam hatamtzit. Now, Amrav Zvid b'gozrin gzeira b'mikdash k'mi palgi. He said Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim simply disagreeing about whether or not we make a gzeira in the mikdash. Look at the end of Eruvin, you'll see a few examples of that issue. Demar Savar Gozrin, Umar Savar Lo Gozrin. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer says there's no reason to make a gzeirah that you might come to use Dama Tamtzit alone, and therefore if Dama Tamtzit got mixed in, there's no reason to not to negate it. Rav Papa Amar Dechuli Alma Gozrin, everybody agrees you make such gzeirot. V'acha B'dama Tamtzit Matsui the Rabot Al Dam Nefesh Kami Palgi. They're disagreeing about whether or not there's ever a case where there's more Dam Tamtzit. In other words, certainly we'll make a gzeirah. And therefore, Dama Psulin, certainly we will not allow, because that could always be a problem. But Dama Tamtzit, there may not be such an animal where Dama Tamtzit could be more than Dama Nefesh, so there's no reason to make a gzeirah. Marsavar Shchiach, Chachamim say it is possible. Marsavar Lo Shchiach, Rav Lo says it's not likely, it's not possible, and therefore there's no reason to make the gzeirah. So Bishlamar Papa, Henrik Tarin Tarev B'tam Apsulin, Shafech Lama. I understand, according to Rav Papa, why the Mishnah presents two statements, Dama Psulin, and then B'dama Tamsin, Shafech Lama. El Rav Zvi, Ne'arvinu V'litaninu, why don't we mix them together and say, Tarev B'dam Psulin, O B'dama Tamsin? And then, because the point is, does Rabbi Eliezer disagree in both cases? According to Rav Papa, he only disagrees about Dama Tamtzit, and that's why it's mentioned separately. According to Rav Zvid, he disagrees in both, and therefore they should really be taught together, and that's why the Gemara ends with the word Kasha. Really, Rav Zvid's position is a little bit difficult. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick it up from Yirtzeh Hashem in the next podcast. Adav Ayin Tet Amud Bet at the next Mishnah Chet in our continued study of the 8th parak of Masechet Zvachim. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.